Blog Talk Radio.
Here for another night of Blog Talk Radio. I, your host,
Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., I just want to first of all thank you again for spending time with us this evening. And always, you give honor to the Spirit of God, which rests and rules in your life and my life. We thank God for the ambassadors of Omega Ministry Group, Brother Jesse Soar, his Queen Tammy Soar, and daughters Jessica, Jalea, and Jesse Jr. So we just thank God for the Soar family. And as always, we thank the Lord for you. Before we go into tonight's lesson, as always, we understand the power of prayer. So let us have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor. We give you praise. Before we ask of anything, we just want to say we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for this day. We pray that you will continue to abide with us and rule in our lives. Now, Lord God, allow your words to come through your vessel, myself, that I will only speak the words that you will want me to speak. Lord God, and everything we say and do, we always give you honor and praise. Well, as always, let me share with you, if you want to make a comment, you can press 1 on your phone, or if you want to leave a if you want to get in contact with me, you can send me an email at jvann91@yahoo.com. Again, that's jayvann91@yahoo.com. I will definitely return all emails for your comments and questions. Well, tonight's lesson, we wanted to discuss and deal with this whole thought and of what consumes you. What consumes you? You know, a lot of people are now getting ready and prepared for the summertime, and I will thank God I've lost some weight. But there are others that are now going on these different diets, these keto diets, and some still doing the South Beach diet, and all these different diets. And most of these diets, if not all of them, are basically based upon what you eat and what type of foods you consume. And I started thinking about even myself, what foods I consume. And they used to have this cartoon that, or saying in the 70s, you are what you eat. And I started thinking about the fact that we as people who are believers, we who are Christians, we are what we eat. And not just Christians, but we as people. I was having somewhat of a discussion with my mother, and she was looking at, you know, on, I believe, Facebook, and she just, it was about all these deaths of children and or parents that was just acting crazy and basically killing their children. And she was getting more upset and more just to a place of just being upset. And I thought about it, and I said, wow. Why are you still looking at that? You're making yourself more upset, making yourself more consumed. And she was like, you know, I can't stop. And I was like, yeah, you need to stop looking at that stuff. And the more she looked at it, the more her attitude started changing. And I started thinking, she's consuming this. Even though she is not eating it physically, she is consuming by being in her eye gates and her ear gates. And then I was talking to my grandmother, and she now loves looking at the Maury show. And I said, Grandma, why are you looking at this craziness? She was like, it's so consuming. I mean, it's so. And I was like, Mom, what, Grandma? I was like, you consumed by all of this drama. And I said, eventually, you're going to end up being full of drama. And so I thought about it and thought about the concept of we live this life and we get consumed by what we see and what we hear. And a lot of times those things will change our attitude, change our mindset, even as I'm riding with one of my good friends, I'm not in at the house. We have decided that this year we are going to look at more positive videos, and we've been looking, and I've been looking at inspirational videos. And I will tell you that looking at these inspirational videos has changed my perspective on some things that I thought I would never would change. There's been, you know, changing my mindset on things that, no problem. Go ahead. That, you know, you, you know, just changing your mindset on these things. And so I'm thinking about the fact, and I want to ask you, and think about, wow, when, amen. Think about the fact of what was the last thing that you consumed? Not as far as food, but when, what was the last thing you consumed? What was the last thing you looked at or you listened to that changed your mood or changed your atmosphere or your mindset? We understand that in our lives that it is imperative that if you want to be positive, that you have to surround yourself with positivity. You have to allow positivity to come in. So, like I say, so consumed or so thinking about, okay, I got to get healthy physically as far as what I eat. And they really don't think about what is it that you take in as far as looking at TV, listening to music. I've been guilty of it myself. There are certain songs that make me act or kind of change my mood. I know that there's some songs that if whatever I have to do, like if I want to work out, I know I need to put on something a little fast, a little hype, some reggae, some dance hall, and for those, I know you might say, the Reverend, you listen to other music than gospel music? Yes, I do. So if you don't, God bless your heart. But if I'm working out or if I want to do something, I listen to that kind of music. Now, if I am in a mood that I need to study or if I want to chill out, then I put on different other kind of music. So this solidifies our thoughts that you can put on certain kind of music or look at a certain TV program or look at a certain movie, and it can change your mindset, change your perspective on what you are doing. So in that, we have to look at our lives and say, okay, what is it that we are consuming? Not every now and then, but on a daily basis. Do you wake up with worry on your mind? Throughout the day, are you listening to the news so much that the only thing you think about is world ending or famine or what 45 is doing, making it seem like the world is bleak and about to crash and burn, or are you ingesting or are you consuming things that will be positive? Are you reading your word? Are you surrounding yourself with people that will give you influence? Now, there are times that I've said this before. I'm on the prayer line every morning, and when I miss the prayer line, I feel a little different, because that's one of the ways that I've now started my day, is talking to a bunch of brothers that will challenge me, love me, But also we pray and we listen to each other and we talk about subject matters that most men, and we have created an atmosphere where most men don't come into. Most men don't feel safe that they can share. So with that, I'm able to discuss topics and subjects that mean something to me. So surrounding myself with those kind of people, I've now been able to change my mood or change my mind or not even change it, but even expand. You know, I told you all that one of the things that I've tried to do in the last 2 years is expand even my taste buds and just expand my mindset. I was just talking to my friend, my boy, and I'm excited about going because I've never been to this place, and I'm excited about going. And he was like, you know, we've been there, I've been there, everybody else been there, but this is something new for you. And I was like, yeah. And I said, I'm just excited about visiting a new place, somewhere where I've never been, and I can say that I've done it. I've been there. So it is that for us, when we are consuming our thoughts, when we are surrounding ourselves with people who will expand our mind, expand our experiences, we need to get to the place that we have to be careful about who we are around and what we consume. You know, a lot of people are worrying about, and I was looking at something today, and it talked about GMOs, and they was talking about, you know, you got to be careful about consuming this, and the gentleman said, you know, you got to think about the human GMOs, and I was like, that's interesting. The human GMOs are those are people who are greedy, those are people who are miserable, and those are people who it was opportunists or opinionated. I think that we have to make sure that we surround ourselves with people. I got good time. We need to surround ourselves around people who will not be greedy. Greedy to the place that they will try to take from you in order for them to gain. Now, we understand that everybody wants to do well and whatnot, and everybody, no one wants to lack. But I should not have to take from you in order to be satisfied with my own life. I should not have to take from you to fulfill my own life. I should not have to take from you and be greedy and understand that what God has blessed me with, that's for me. What God has blessed you with, then that's for you. And then we have to be careful about those people who, because you think about it, those type of people will not just take from you as far as materialistically, but they'll take away from you mentally. They will take away from you spiritually. They will put you in a mindset that you will feel drained. I mean, think about it. Have you ever came across or you looked at your phone and somebody that you knew that really didn't mean you any good, but when you saw their phone number, you start having an attitude or you start thinking about certain things, your whole mood start changing. Then I think it is imperative for us to make sure that we don't have those type of greedy people in our lives. And then when we start talking about mindless, we start talking about people who would just I guess it's meaningless. That's a word I'm trying to find, if I, for the lack of a better word. People who really don't mean you any good. I know that you have had this experience, like my mother had. Boy, you shouldn't hang around him. He doesn't mean you any good. And it took a long time, and I would say, Mom, that's my friend. And she would be like, he's not your friend. He's somebody that's leeching on to you. Or he's just somebody that's not going to be beneficial to you. Now, of course, because I considered that dude my friend, and at the time, I thought, you know, that person did not mean me any harm. Now, the person didn't steal from me, or at least I never caught him stealing. But it was something that I now look back and say, okay, we were cool, but that was the guy that, you know, tried to influence me to do some things that was not productive for my life. Stop worrying. I know I hear some of you all thinking about, well, what did he have you do? Don't worry about that. That's irrelevant at this moment. But just know that you've had some friends in your life that, you know, was trying to influence you to do something that was not positive. And it was somebody that was older, somebody that was more wiser, somebody that was more experienced that might have gave you a warning, but yet you did not yield to that warning. Well, my brothers and sisters, it is time for us to yield to the warning of what we consume and the type of people we have around us. I will tell you again that as I've gotten older, my circle of influence or my circle of friends have gotten smaller, because I realize that I have many acquaintances, but I don't have that many friends. Even this past year, I turned 50 and I had a birthday party. And at one time, I didn't think that anyone was going to come. But it was standing room only. And everyone expressed to me how I had always been a friend to them and how they were friends of mine. And I told them I greatly appreciate that, because that's what we ought to be. I truly believe that as human beings, that if we are children of God, not just, you know, Christianity, but if we are children of God and God is love, then we ought to exemplify the characteristics of our Father. You know, my father, Willie J. Vann Sr., there are characteristics that I have of his. There are traits that I have of his. I look just like him, but I also have mannerisms similar to him. But if I am a child of God, then I must have those characteristics, those traits of God. And if I don't, then I have to question my legitimacy or my relationship with God. Do I really have a true relationship? Do I consider him my father? So tonight we just wanted to talk to you about being careful about what you consume, being careful about what you take into your spirit, what you take into your system, and then making sure that we also put that positivity out when we are referencing or talking about what are we giving out. What are we giving out? We, you know, the old adage is junk in, junk out. Good in, good out, they used to say in computer terms. And out with junk in, good input, you get good output. So we ought to exemplify and share the love of God, the grace of God, and exemplify that of being a servant. So we just wanted to share with you all tonight, briefly, not a long word tonight. As always, we thank the Lord for you. We praise God for your sharing tonight, your coming on. We pray that you'll be able to come back next Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30. We're going to end a little early tonight. But before we do, let me have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing. We God, that we will not be consumed. Lord God, well, we would rather not consume those things that are ill, those things that are against your will. We pray that we would always do your will and understand that we are your children. We exemplify you. We serve you. We love you. We thank you for everyone who came on the line tonight. And we pray blessings upon them. Lord God, in everything we say and do, as we always say, we give you honor and praise. For we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as always, peace and love. Reverend Willie K. Vann Jr., we will see you, talk to you next Wednesday night.